Mazorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. In Poole and Exeter this April. Visit bsolive.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the business secretary says the UK is considering retaliatory tariffs after Donald Trump imposed a 10% levy on all British exports to the US. American business leaders are warning prices could rocket with the dollar down against key currencies. But Wall Street Journal editor-at-large Gerard Baker says Mr. Trump believes any economic pain is worth it.
It does show you the extent to which he is prepared to go to remake the American economy. You know, this is an economy that's obviously been very successful over the last 50 years, but it has seen its industrial base essentially decline.
Event venues that hold 200 people or more will now need to be better prepared to prevent a terror attack. Martin's Law has received royal assent following the Manchester Arena bombing in 2017. It's named after Martin Hett, who died in the attack at an Ariana Grande concert. His mother, Fegan Murray, campaigned for the law.
I had to put my emotions on hold whilst I'm doing this work, because I didn't want my emotions to get in the way. But now this has gone over the line and is now an act of parliament. I am going to start therapy and start grieving finally.
Luton Airport's expansion plan has been approved by the Transport Secretary, Heidi Alexander, despite a recommendation she rejected on environmental grounds. The government says it will deliver huge growth benefits for Luton, with thousands of new jobs and a cash boost for the local council, which owns the airport. The Charity Commission has opened a case into the foundation started by Prince Harry in memory of his mother. The Duke of Sussex says he hopes it will uncover the truth about what caused him to resign as patron of Centre Barley. It looks like the Women's World Cup will be coming to the UK in 2035. FIFA's president says a joint bid by the FAs in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland is the only valid offer. And the weather, mostly warm and settled, but there will be some showers in the southwest. Most of the south will be breezy, a high of 18. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Here comes your Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this afternoon, getting proceedings underway in some style. A one-hit wonder from your chart, Carl Orff.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you. This is Classic FM.
Two works by Gustav Holst in the Classic FM Hall of Fame at the moment. One is The Planets, the other is his St. Paul's Suite, from which we heard the finale, the Dargasson. Christopher Hogwood was with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. And our 3 at 3 from your Hall of Fame started with Karl Orff's Carmina Burana, O Fortuna, O Fortune, with the Berlin State Boys Choir getting together with the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra, plus Riccardo Chailly with the baton. Climbed 9 places last year to number 163. For Johann Sebastian Bach, 9 entries in the top 300. His star performer at number 69 is the Toccata and Fugue in D minor.
Thank you.
the highest of 9 entries for Johann Sebastian Bach, the famous Toccata and Fugue in D minor. William McVicar was our organist. I wonder how J.S. Bach will fare in this year's chart, which will be revealed across the Easter weekend. In just a few weeks' time, you may know that we will be aiming to raise the roof of the Royal Albert Hall, not literally, I promise you, for Classic FM Live, our next concert, where we will be celebrating the greatest film music. The date is the 24th of April, and we would love you to be there with us, of course. So we're giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets every day next week. A chance then to enjoy music from Star Wars, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, so many more, along with £800 for your travel and accommodation to help make it an extra special day and evening. All thanks to our great friends at Viking, helping you explore the world in comfort. To be in with a chance of winning, you need to listen to Alexander Armstrong, every morning next week from 10 here on Classic FM. And it's music from the movies for us right now. This afternoon, Nino Rota's love theme from Romeo and Juliet.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me su le finestre mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso. più di dentro me la luce che ha incontrato per strada. Con te partirò, paesi che non ho mai veduto e vissuto con te, adesso sì. Sei lontana e sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. E io sì, lo so che sei con me, con me. Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Il mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me.
Heart out, as always. Andrea Bocelli, Conte Partiro. Time to say goodbye. He was joined by the Budapest Art Orchestra and Choir. And Nino Rota, the love theme from Romeo and Juliet, saw Nick Rain conducting the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. 27 minutes past three here on Classic FM. One of my favourite stories of the day came from research carried out by Trinity College London, who questioned 2,000 of us to create a list of the British phrases most regularly used to avoid disagreements or social discomfort. In other words, you know what I mean, the politeisms for saying what we don't mean. And my favourites are, from 48% of us, oh, can I just squeeze past? Translation, please move out of my way. Also, sounds fun, I'll let you know. Translation, I'm not coming. And no rush, just when you have a minute. Translation, please hurry up. Thank you. that particular movement, the second movement of the second piano concerto by Chopin, said to have been a love letter to someone that he so admired, but it was unrequited love. Nelson Frere playing the great composer's music together with the Cologne Gazanic Orchestra here on Classic FM, where Margarita Taylor with us from 4 until 7 here on Classic FM. A few more pieces to share with you before then, including Schubert, who is in an improvisational mood, as we'll hear in just a minute. And things to look forward to tomorrow and the weekend.
Every Friday and Saturday evening on Classic FM,
we take you to your favourite cinematic worlds. With Jonathan Ross as your guide.
Yes, I'm a huge believer in the power of film music. It builds atmosphere, creates new worlds, tells us so much about the characters. And most importantly, it makes you feel. I'd love to share that with you.
Classic FM at the movies.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow evening from 7.
Classic FM.
The Shepherd Girls dance. And it was a performance by the Norwegian Radio Orchestra here on Classic FM of the music of composer Hugo Alvin.
Thank you. Classic FM.
New London Orchestra with Sailing by Ronald Binge, and it was pianist Grigory Sokolov who played a Schubert's Impromptu in G-flat on Classic FM. It is 11 minutes before four, and Max Brook has not one, but two pianos.
Thank you.
It is a taste of the Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra by Max Brooks, sisters Marielle and Katia Lebeck with the Philharmonia Orchestra under Semyon Bychkov. Have a lovely rest of Thursday. Classic FM requests back tomorrow at 1.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on 02 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Amazing deals now on at Currys. Like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning. And a best-in-class printing app. And with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? Was £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tim Leoro, the host of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, the Fantasy Guest List podcast, where I welcome a VIP guest to curate their dream dinner party. Living or dead, real or fictional, you never know who will show up. The question is, will they accept my gatecrasher? Listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock. So John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock. The business secretary has described Donald Trump's decision to impose a 10% tariff on UK goods as disappointing. In a statement to the Commons, Jonathan Reynolds told MPs he'll be seeking the views of British businesses about possible retaliatory action. They have until May the 1st to respond. Mr. Reynolds says all options remain on the table.
The best route to economic stability for working people is a negotiated deal with the US that builds on our shared strengths. However, we do reserve the right to take any action we deem necessary if a deal is not secured.
New legislation to make venues protect the public in the event of a terror attack have become law. It follows a campaign by the mother of Martin Hett, one of 22 people killed in the Manchester Arena bombing in 2017. Every setting in the UK expecting 200 or more people will have to prepare. The Charity Commission has opened an investigation into concerns raised about Centre Barley. Prince Harry says he expects the probe into the children's charity he co-founded to unveil the truth he says forced him to resign. He stepped down as patron alongside several trustees last week. The charity's chair, Dr. Sophie Shandauka, last week accused the Duke of Sussex of harassment and bullying.
Prince Harry authorised the release of a damaging piece of news to the outside world without informing me or my country directors or my executive director. And can you imagine what that attack has done for me, on me?
Plans to expand Luton Airport have been given the go-ahead. The Transport Secretary is backing it, despite recommendations she should